My parents both died while when I was young, but are still with me as spirit guides from the other side. They were a most unlikely pair when they were alive, but their profound love for one another and for me continues today from the spirit world. My mum, Gentilia, known as Genty, met my dad, Dennis Flynn, in a local pub. It didn't take long for them to fall in love in spite of their many differences. Dennis was a strong, kind and gentle man, born of staunch Roman Catholic parents. Genty was tiny, less than 5 feet tall, pretty and slender, of Romany gypsy stock. Her charismatic charm attracted the attentions of every man in the room, in spite of her physical disabilities. Genty was partially paralyzed on her left side from birth, but never let that keep her from living a full life. Falling in love and proposing to Genty was a huge risk for my dad because of his family's religious beliefs. He married her anyway, and was disowned for marrying outside of their faith. Every Christmas, my dad would send Christmas cards to the members of his family, hoping against hope that they could reconcile, but he never heard back from them because he'd married the gypsy. My brothers and sisters and I never got to know Dad's family and had no idea what we were missing, especially since Mum's family spent lots of time at our house. We lived in a two-story, three-bedroom council house on Strawberry Road in Edmonton, a little village north of London. I was born on April 21st, 1956, the youngest child of seven. Genty gave birth to all of us at home because she believed in letting her children come naturally, without hospitals or modern medicine. When my oldest brother, Michael, was born, he was so small that Mum put him in a shoebox. My three older sisters and three older brothers, our parents, and a lodger called Jock, filled the little house to the rafters. The three girls shared a bedroom and slept together in a single bed. The boys did the same, so when I was old enough to join them, there were four of us sharing a bed. Mum and Dad had the third bedroom, while Jock, the boarder, had a small back room on the first floor. Before I came along, Jock had lived with my parents for years, working at odd jobs to help pay the rent, and also helping care for Genty when she needed it. 10 people lived in our house, with no inside bathroom and no hot water. A hard life. Since all the other families in the neighbourhood had the same standard of living, we didn't think of ourselves as poor. Large families were the norm, which meant I always had lots of friends to play with on the streets. When I was around 5 years old, I invited about 10 little boys and girls into the garden. One of my older brothers put a sheet over the line for a curtain and directed all the children to sit in front of it. I pulled the curtain open, stepped out in my Beatles wig, and sang to everyone. I loved singing, and knew all the words to songs by Freddie and the Dreamers, the Dave Clark Five, and the Monkees. My sister, Phyllis, played an old banjo, and together we drove everyone in the house crazy, especially our parents. Genty and Dennis doted on us children, but my dad had to handle most of the physical chores because of Mom's health. He did the cooking, and would get very upset if any of the kids touched the food while he was preparing it. Sometimes he'd get so mad he'd start talking Gaelic, then chuck all the food away. Off he'd go for a walk to calm down. He'd start all over again when he got back, making something simple like egg and chips or sausage and chips to get everyone fed. Bathing without hot water in the house meant heating water in buckets on the stove, then pouring it in a tin bathtub. Dad washed all the children every day in that tub, and then used it for doing laundry each Monday, rinsing and wringing everything by hand. He worked hard, but paid a high price as he got older. Many times, after finishing all the work that had to be done, he had to soak his stiff, swollen hands in ice water to try and ease the pain in his joints. My parents were strict, especially about hygiene and manners. They never smacked us, but would tell us off when we got out of line, or use other creative methods of discipline. When I was about 5, I cried for hours to my mum for a sixpence. Dad finally put me in a sack and hung it on the back of a door for 10 minutes, until I calmed down. I did get my sixpence, but worked hard the rest of the day to earn it.